Hello and welcome. This is TrustGodOnly.com. And the title is Believe in God and Seek the Truth. This is a quote from the article The Free Will of Man, where it says, "Man can choose to do right or wrong, such as what to eat, how to dress, what to say, where to go, how to live, and what or who to worship. When one chooses to accept Jesus Christ with their heart, they're looking to change their life. They knew something was missing, and now they have found it. Their life suddenly has meaning, and they want to follow Jesus and do what it takes to walk with Him. The main thing is to learn how to change one's life so they can be pleasing to God in His eyes. When we have that one-on-one relationship with Jesus, He begins to show us what we need to do to overcome sin in our life. We follow Him down that long and narrow road with our cross on our shoulder, seeking truth. Once you reach a certain point in your walk with Jesus, He will, just as He says in John 14, verses 15 to 17, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. I shall ask the Father, and He shall give you another advocate to be with you forever, that Spirit of truth, whom the world can never receive, since it neither sees nor knows Him. But you know Him, because He is with you. He is in you." This is the transformation from carnal to spiritual. Your spiritual eyes open, and suddenly you see the world in a whole new outlook. And this is the new creation, one's true identity, that Paul talks about. You are now reborn and a little child ready to grow into a mature spiritual adult. Seeing the world through spiritual eyes, you know that this is not God's world or the world that He meant it to be. You see, Satan's world, man's world, madness, insanity, and you realize that this is not the reality of God. What one begins to see and know is truth, something that the world cannot see or understand. The one thing about carnal, man's false identity, is that is all it sees and knows. It wants to live for the world, by the world, and for itself. Man lives as a slave to the world. You could actually call this kind of living self-destruction. Most will never get to know their spiritual side while living in this world. The carnal self seeks the things of the world which are only temporary. It seeks happiness in the world, and the happiness it finds is only temporary. Man has to keep finding ways to amuse himself over and over again, even in his thoughts. He might think back of a vacation he once went on, or just daydream about something pleasant. There is no lasting happiness or peace in this world. A man that is a slave of the world is doomed. It is self-destruction. We normally don't take the things of the world and analyze them. For example, going out to dinner. We like to go out to dinner, but how can we turn this into a bad thing? Let's say we planned this a couple of days in advance, and we're really looking forward to going out. So first of all, what caused you to decide to go out to dinner in the first place? Do you need a little enjoyment? Was it boredom? A TV commercial that